for Moraville, August 27, 2009. On microphone, Marlenka. In studio, Miriam, Yahalom, Chloe, and David. The weather. Continuous forecast for rain and thunderstorms. Slightly overcast with temperatures 27 to 32 degrees. Southwesterly winds 18 to 25 kilometers per hour. An emergency research institute will provide free emergency assistance to people across the state of Tamil Nadu through an integrated dialing code 108. The program will roll out medical emergency services along with fire emergency assistance, and in cases of police emergencies, such as bomb blasts, this 108 program will roll out medical emergency services along with fire emergency assistance, and in cases of police emergencies, they also will respond. This is promised by a senior official in the state's Department of Health and Family Welfare. All existing emergency service numbers in the state will eventually be integrated into 108, which will provide an ambulance within 20 minutes of receiving a call. Police are expected to respond also within 20 minutes for accidents, fires, and criminal attacks. The emergency calls will be answered by an integrated services call center. It's being set up in Chennai. The number will be accessible from landlines or mobile phones. In the first year, the state government is providing rupees 140 million to roll out this service. It's also provided 198 ambulances at a cost of rupees 170 million, and each will be equipped with a trained paramedic and driver. These are linked to the call center where a doctor will guide patient care until the patient reaches the hospital. In the first year, an expenditure of about rupees 360 million are expected, and it's hoped to cover the entire state within the service in the next 2 years. Set up in Hyderabad in 2005, with the expertise of Satyan Computers, emergency service has provided care to 200,000 people already in the states of Andhra Pradesh and Gujarat in the last 2 years. Tamil Nadu is the fifth state in India to include itself. On Monday, August 31st, the Oroville Earth Institute will celebrate its 20 years of existence. On this occasion, a presentation will be shown at the Multimedia Center in the Town Hall at 5 p.m. Over the years, the Oroville Earth Institute has become one of the world's leaders in earthen architecture. It is cost and energy effective, and nearly 6,000 people from 62 different countries have been trained in this architecture and technology. Specialization in compressed, stabilized earth blocks have been used in building arches, vaults, and domes. In Oroville itself, earthen architecture has been utilized in the Visitor Center, Deepanam School, Vikas Community, Oroville Earth Institute premises, and currently it is building Realization Community. One international award and 11 national awards have been presented. From Sri Aurobindo, Thoughts and Aphorisms. Logic is the worst enemy of truth, as self-righteousness is the worst enemy of virtue. When I hear of a righteous wrath, I wonder at man's capacity for self-deception. It's a miracle that men can love God and yet fail to love one another. With whom, then, are they in love? The news is a reflection in the lives of Orovillians. For further information, please contact OrovilleRadio.org.